نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا مزرعة الآخرة وكما قال.
One hadith that I in front of you colleagues have just read, and this hadith Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has via the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us a message, and this is a big reality that Allah ta'ala has presented in front of us. This dunya, this world in which we are living, this dunya, its objective we need to understand. This world is a big deception, house of deception, a place of deception. And the biggest deception in this world is that the human being thinks, he considers that he is always going to remain in this dunya. And he doesn't say that verbally from his tongue, and he doesn't express it physically, but his style of living in this world, in other words, us people, our style of living in this world, that explains that this dunya is our permanent abode. Because wherever we think it's permanent, a place always to live in, a place always to reside in, then a person always prepares and reacts accordingly. So we have prepared such things in this world to live our lives, such planning and scheduling we have done as if we are going to remain in this world. But this is not the reality of this world. The reality of this world is that when Allah Ta'ala wills, He will call. Yes? And to call is not that a time will be given to us, a time slot will be given, an appointment or a message will be sent to us. Rather, this is the case that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst you're walking, I will call, while you're lying down, I will call, whilst you're sitting, I will call, whether you're in the shopping center, I will call, if you're in the masjid, Allah will call, if you're on the pavement, Allah will call. No place is selected. Such is the place that we are in this dunya. It's not reality. If a person thinks it's reality, then if he thought definitely he's never going to live here, he would never make a house, a solid house. And most definitely in the noble companions, this belief entered into them fully. That's why we see that the life of the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, it wasn't that they were fakirs, they were poor. No, they were human beings. They knew how to earn money, how to make wealth. In that era, there was Qasra, Rum, there were big countries, empires, there was business, there was mal, there was wealth, there was money. But, subhanAllah, Allah's Nabi Sallam's sohbat company gave this first lesson. And this thing, first and foremost, you acquire in the company of the Shaykh, the sohbat of the Shaykh. Because the walis of Allah, they spread that deen that Allah's Nabi Sallam spread. So this thing, if we can't get from the company of a sheikh, a teacher, then consider that person is, he is a loser and he hasn't received the message. He's a failure. In this way, the love of the dunya came out of their hearts, the sahaba, that once on one occasion, one group of people came, an expedition, and in that there were goods amongst those people who traveled. And people were busy in their salah, occupied in their salah. And that group of people that came, there were good things, there were goods, there were clothes, there were silken goods, silken material. Those fakirs, the sahaba, they knew nothing about the dunya, the world. So when they saw these things, when they saw the cloth, they all started to look, the subhanallah. Oh, they were very happy. The very silky and high quality cloth, beautiful. Suddenly the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw and witnessed this. And straightway he turned the, diverted this towards the akhirah. That the Holy Prophet ﷺ could not withstand this, that much love should come to the heart for the dunya. And immediately the Prophet ﷺ said, oh my companions, this, you like this? that because you have never seen it. They said, yes, we haven't seen anything like this before. Beautiful, unique Lord. The Prophet ﷺ said, listen to me, I'll tell you. That in Jannah, the people of paradise, what they'll be given, the libas, forget the libas, the clothes, that even the cloth that they will clean their noses with will be thousands of times better than this. Immediately the Sahaba left that cloth. The cloth fell off from their hands and they started to cry. So my brothers, the heart of a person, it is very attached to this dunya. And we see people dying, departing. We see our own relatives, but we don't have yaqeen, certainty that we're going to leave this world. If you have yaqeen for something, then definitely the direction of your life will change. It's very valuable, isn't it, dunya for us? Just like I read this hadith to you. There is a big, big message that this dunya is what? It is the plowing field for the hereafter. This is the hadith I've recited to you in the beginning. Beautiful statement. This dunya isn't a place to waste. Don't waste your time here. Don't waste your time here. But use the time according to the maqsad, the objective. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتُ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says in the Quran. Maut, Allah has given life and death. This life Allah has given to this lease of life in the world. There's an objective, a reason, a purpose. And the example, the Holy Prophet ﷺ gave a beautiful example. That this dunya is like the farm. It's like the plowing field. The farming land. Do you understand farming? Plowing, you know, when you cultivate, it's a cultivating land. If you're given a plot of land or a field, what will you do with that land, that earth? What will a person do? I'll say, give me 2 acres land or 10 acres land or marabba where you have 20 acres, 24 acres. Suddenly the direction of life will change. All I think, on this earth, I will sow some seeds. I'll grow some plants, crops, cultivate some wheat and grain. Whatever comes to mind. This will come in my mind, isn't it? Because it's a field. It's land. Immediately he'll think in this, I'll sow some seeds. I'll make it fertile, cultivate it, make it healthy. I'll plan. Then I'll get fruits. I'll get the crops. Then I'll harvest them. I'll eat myself. I'll sell them. So obviously he'll get success. At that time, that land he's got, it's a barren land, infertile, dead land. But he's planning that I want to grow crops here. And I want it to harvest. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said this, that this dunya for us is like the plowing field. It's like the farmland. This world we've come in is just like this ayah, this verse, this hadith. Don't think it's a waste of time, place, but it is barren. It is barren land. What's your job to do with the land you've given? Not to construct houses and shops or run businesses. The real work for you to do in this world is you need to cultivate on this earth. Plow. You need to sow the seeds. You need to sow, yes, it's land. And it's a barren land. And it's not growing anything at the moment. And just like a person who's a farmer, he sows the crops, he's waiting for the harvest. So it's valuable. It's valuable. And when will we get the harvest? When will we get the crops? How valuable will it be? In the Akhirah. Because this world, you will sow the seeds here, you will plow here, and the harvest will be won in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. These houses will remain, these buildings will remain, the businesses will stay, our occupation, career, mal, money, bank balance, bank account, everything will stay here. In the hereafter, we'll transfer to the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that I gave you the land of the dunya. Did you sow the seeds there in the world? Did you sow the seeds? No, Allah, I didn't sow anything. Oh, it's just dead land still. I didn't do anything. And then what did you get from this world then? The people who have understanding, wisdom, what do? They here start to farm in this world. They start to plow. Yes, you get my message now? What should we start to do? Start plowing and farming and cultivating. And a minute is such a fertile land Allah has given us here. Fertile, very fertile is this land. Allah has given it to us. Yes, subhanAllah. For example, if you give somebody earth in the world first, he'll break it down and he'll put the fertilizer in there, then water. He's got struggle and work hard. But our Rabb said, I'll give you such a land for the hereafter. It's very fertile already. You don't need to plow or till or break it or water or fertilizer, nothing at all. Completely prepared land's been given to you. And we say to Allah, what's the seed then? What shall we put into this earth, Allah? What seed shall we sow? And Allah says, don't worry about that. I'll tell you the seeds. I'll tell you the seeds, Allah says. I'll tell you that seed, it will be very high quality seed that you will sow into that land. Tell me, what else do you need? But Shaitan says what to us? In this dunya, he takes us away from this task. If you give land to someone, and we say, forget the land, because his enemy, so leave the land. Where are you going to sow the seeds? Where are you going to work hard? When's the harvest going to come? He's going to divert him. Leave your farmland. You're not going to get nothing from him. He's his enemy. Shaitan, enemy, our nafsa enemy, has diverted us, deviated us. But Allah's Nabi says, reminding us, no. Your land is very fertile. You're losing if you don't plow. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on Miraj to the heavens, obviously, he was shown and he traveled and he saw the scenes. He is the Imam al-Anbiya, mashallah. All of Jannah was decorated for him prior to Miraj. All the prophets came to welcome him, receive him on the Miraj. When he went, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw, and he saw the vision, just like the Kaaba here, even in the heavens, is the same. So, the subhanallah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was leaning against there and in the heavens, and when the Prophet, when he said As-salam, it was his father, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said As-salam, and he gave a message. My son, I'm giving you a message for your ummah, for your nation. There's a message. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said that tell your ummah one thing. He said that I know that about Jannah, everything, give them a message, your ummah, that Jannah, paradise, this earth, is very fertile. Allah Ta'ala has given a lot and prepared a lot, but there's nothing. For any person around there, there's nothing here. What you need to do is that dunya that you're present in now, there you have to make the house that will be constructed here in Jannah. You have to prepare it there on planet earth and you'll receive it in paradise. If in that dunya, planet earth, you don't construct for the hereafter, then you get nothing in the hereafter. Nothing. You have to construct it there and then you will get it in the hereafter in paradise. So the earth is very nice. It's fertile. First class land. Allah's Nabi ﷺ then gave the message to the ummah, and that's that message that I'm sharing with you. So now what we need to do is, in this dunya, in this world, we need to cultivate, plow, we need to make our farmland nice. That same land we'll get in the hereafter. When we die, then we will be very rich and wealthy. We will be in the hereafter. Somebody will have palaces, big mansions, estates with rivers flowing underneath. As much as you cultivate here, it's up to you. It's up to you. The more you work here, the more you plow here, there in the hereafter will be the hal. If you look at the hadith, I'll share with you that in Jannah, in paradise, the Jannatis, when they'll go into paradise and they will see big mansions, and they worked hard on planet earth, they will have toiled, they will get palaces and mansions, nice houses, estates. Then they'll sit there and la hasratu. The hadith says, then even then they will have hasrat. They will be sad, regretting about the dunya. They'll be sad. The Jannah is not a place to be sad, is it? Because what will they be regretting? They should be happy there. But they'll remember this world. One thing they'll remember. And there'll be hasrat for this dunya. And what will be the hasrat? That regret that if only in the dunya, the time Allah gave to me to plow and toil, that little bit of time I wasted, if only I hadn't wasted that time. And if today I would have had bigger houses and rewards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this message. Not even a second of ours in this world should be wasted. Every breath, with every breath we should construct our Jannah in the hereafter, my friends. Very quickly we will acquire this. Look at this. When we came here, we had black beards, and now there's white hair. People are old. After 3 years I've come in, mashallah, people are meeting me. They look a bit different. Their complexion's different. They're probably looking at me differently, because this is the time that passes. Some people probably went during COVID. They used to sit with us during dhikr. So this happens. This is life. So they'll regret about what if only 1 second I had not wasted, and if I had farmed and plowed in the world for the hereafter. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, shall I tell you now, this is the seed. How should you cultivate it? How should you plow it? How should you work? Allah says, no, even a second of yours on planet earth should pass that you're not cultivating and plowing for the hereafter, and that you're not making your abode in Jannah. SubhanAllah. Allah's Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that has given us an amal, a deed. You just prayed salah? You prayed salah, isn't it? What did you construct? A mansion in paradise. Through your salah, you left home, didn't you? You left your house, and And if you may not have made an intention, you made an intention, Aniya, okay, today we'll go to Makki Masjid and we'll go and do dhikr there. Makki Masjid, so you made niyyah, and we pray salah there as well. So you made this intention. So for this, alhamdulillah, the cultivation has started. How great, fantastic a niyyah, because it's a great deed that you make an intention, such a good intention. I'm going to go to this masjid and do dhikr of Allah, and I'll hear and learn about the deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's Nabi said that the palace that will be constructed for you, will you get the reward of one complete hajj? Hadith of Tabarani. So is there any loss for you? Now you've earned for this, isn't it? If we sat at home, looked at our mobile phone, and found somebody, chit-chat, gossip, would you have cultivated your earth? No, look at the hadith. Look at the hadith. Somebody announced, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. Subhanallah. So somebody feels bad, negative, no yaar, with a broken heart, with a good heart, whatever. You come, first reward complete, hajj thawab you've attained. Okay, so you've come now. You've right. Now you're plowing, cultivating, farming. Imagine, next point. So here, we've come. You've right. Adhan was taken. And you gave the reply to the adhan. Imagine the thawab you got. You entered into the masjid. You've just gone towards the masjid. Allah, we're grateful to Allah. The Makki Masjid was quite far. If we go to Zakir Masjid, it was close by. Because the thawab for this, the further you go to the masjid, on every footstep, you will have a good deed recorded for you. Yes, sins will be removed from every footstep. On every footstep, a good deed, sin removed, and darajat increased. What loss have you incurred? You've earned, haven't you? You've earned to come here. So these are maal Allah has given to us for this reason, so that we can earn the hereafter from this dunya. And those who stay at home, they wasted their lives. You don't understand what I'm saying? So such opportunity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives it to you, then He wasted it. That person wasted it. You get nothing. And after who you came, arrived, he's got palaces, he's got the mansions, he's got the rewards. So this hadith, I'm giving you the translation of this hadith. This dunya is the plowing field for the hereafter. So you enter into the masjid, you come into Allah's house. And to do that is a great action. But if we understand, then we have to earn on top of that. How did you earn? That immediately you made niyyah, intention of sunnah. And sunnat itikaf. That as long as we stay in the masjid Allah, we have the niyyah for itikaf. So and whoever didn't make the niyyah, do it now. Do it now. Sunnatul itikaf. Make the niyyah when you enter the masjid. If you've forgotten, do it now. Make the intention now. So as long as you stay sitting in the masjid, you'll get the reward for itikaf whilst you're in the masjid. So if you earned or not, tell me. What great amal Allah is giving. Okay, after that, let's move on. Listen, you get the thawab. What a great reward. Itikaf reward. As long as you're sat here. Then whilst you're sitting, you came for Maghrib. And then our job increased, our tasking. Until when? Until Isha. So we're waiting now from Maghrib until Isha. Allah's Nabi Sassam said that person who stays in the masjid from one salah to the other salah, he waits, he will continue to get the reward of salah. So is there loss? No. Is there benefit or not? Tell me. So if you die now, all these rewards you'll get, because you've sown the seeds in your field, isn't it? After that, Allah's given us tawfiq. We prayed salah in jama'ah, congregation. You get the thawab for that. And you put that into your field, into your farmland, into your plowing field. Then, so these are amal deeds Allah's given to us. Quran, tilawah, you start reciting Quran. Yes, other deeds. So many amal Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Yes. And then we say, no, Allah says, no, it's not enough. Allah says, I want more than this, that I give you. Jannah is very vast. You're going to stay there forever. Earn so much, that there's no limit to your earning. Allah says, this five times salah you pray after you're free from salah, then you do hajj, then what's the benefit after that? Yes, that you're not doing hajj all the time, you're not praying salah all the time. Ramadan comes, you fast, and then you've sown the seed. Ramadan you attained, okay, fine. Then zakat you gave, end of story. But Allah Ta'ala wants every second, every moment you are manufacturing your palace in the hereafter. Allah wants you to be very wealthy. Don't you know that how desperate you'll be in need for this? So Allah Ta'ala says, I've prepared something for you. What's that? Subhanallah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Here we realize why Allah has said to us dhikr kathir. For this reason, that dhikr of Allah is such an action that every moment do it, Allah says. The more dhikr you do, the more the seeds will be sown in your land. As Ibrahim alayhi salam said this, that tell your ummah, your nation, tell your ummah that such good seeds Allah Ta'ala has given to you. What beautiful seeds. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. These are such seeds. Keep on planting them. The trees will keep growing in the hereafter for you in the heavens. So for this reason Allah Ta'ala said that do dhikr kathir. Who benefits? Our benefit. Our benefit. Then this earth you will sow the seeds. So for that Allah Ta'ala has said that I'll give you such an action, the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, and I'll give you the ijazah to do this. Do dhikr kathir. There's no time limit, no strict set time. Every second, every moment do dhikr of Allah. Don't waste a moment. The more you do dhikr, the more you machine for the hereafter, reward will continue. Just like a taxi, you say in the taxi there's a meter, it's running, won't stop. Whilst you're driving, the meter will roll over. Allah says, the dhakirin who do dhikr of Allah, their feelings are the same. They don't stop. Every second their jannah is manufactured and constructed all the time. This is the dhikr of Allah, subhanallah. For this reason is stated in the hadith, look here, that do so much dhikr that people consider you to be crazy, mad. Why? Because this is how much you should earn paradise without any hesitation. Dhikr means earn paradise. Great places, Jannah. You have to stay there forever. Live there forever. Don't waste a minute in the world away from dhikr of Allah. Always do dhikr of Allah. Always. For that, Allah Ta'ala said, that's why that you can't succeed with verbal dhikr. Rather, remember Allah with your heart, with the qalb, with your heart. Qalbi dhikr, learn it from a friend of Allah, a sheikh. Otherwise, you are wasting your time. With a tongue, you do dhikr, you'll do it for a while, then you'll stop, then your reward will stop. So what you need to see, you see that the Prophet saw a palace was being constructed, then they stopped. He said, what's happening? You were making the palace, then you stopped. The angel said that from below on the earth, the supply didn't come. So we didn't carry on, we stopped. Subhanallah. So these all hadith, the Prophet told us, the supply line, it was cut. We were about to put the roof on, but the materials not coming. The resources aren't coming. If he does more dhikr, then the roof will be placed as well. Don't you understand what I'm saying? So for this reason, you prayed salah, fine. Don't be thinking after praying salah, you're free and you're off. Your house, has it been made? No, we want it every time, every second. For that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا kathira لَعَلَكُمْ تُفْلِهُونَ. You need to get the highest level in Jannah. For a second, you should not be ghafil, negligent from dhikr of Allah. Your heart, every second, should be attentive to the dhikr of Allah. So how do we do this, Allah? Allah says, fine, I'll prepare that for you as well. For this purpose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the walis of Allah to the earth. The awliya Allah, the pious people who teach people the dhikr of Allah. Who teach. Look, from Pakistan, mashayikh, they come here from far. Naqshband mashayikh come, they come to your masjid. What do they teach to you? Qalbi dhikr, they teach, then they depart. So you have to go far. So Allah ta'ala has also made a hospital here. You had to travel far before. Allah says, you don't need to travel far now. There's a Naqshbandi shaykh Allah sent here as well. Yes, you have to travel, spend your money. Allah says, I'll send the man myself and he will teach you the dhikr of Allah. So my brothers, I'm present in your service. Make your hearts alive with the dhikr of Allah and earn Jannah, paradise. Earn Jannah. Dhikr, if your heart starts to beat, once it won't stop after that, it will not stop. Then it doesn't stop. Then it keeps on remembering Allah. Keeps on remembering Allah. Just pay attention once and pay attention to your heart. Focus on it. And the teacher, he puts his finger on your heart. Then he teaches you. Then that heart will not stop. Keep on walking, talking, sitting. Always Allah, 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 Allah. Yeah, the heart will continue to say them. And as soon as you say Allah, Jannah will be manufactured. The palaces, hoors, maids. Listen. Listen, there are 8 doors of Jannah Paradise. You know people, how many doors are there? 8. 8. And most of all, there will be a rush. People running here, there. Allah say, no, my beloved servants are about to come. For them, they are the VIPs, very important persons. In Jannah, there will be the VIPs. For them, there's a separate door Allah Ta'ala has made. Separate entrance from the 8. One door is separate, unique for them. Who are those people? Those who do the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. Such men, women folk, sisters, brothers, VIPs like you see when you go to the airport to travel on the plane. Some people in the long queue at departure, some on a short queue, quick, fast track, enjoying themselves. Their luggage is checked in quick, they're going quickly. So who are these people? VIP, first class seat. And they're going with ease. And the economy, they're taking hours in check-in, standing there toiling. What's this? In the hereafter, he earned here in this world. And he constructed his Jannah, alhamdulillah. For them, they'll have the VIP lane. Separate door. and with ease they were going to paradise. The Holy Prophet was asked by a companion, Ya Rasulullah, highest, best, afzal people, who will be those people in the hereafter? Allah's Nabi replied, those who do the dhikr of Allah, the men, and those women folk, sisters, who do the dhikr of Allah. So brothers, just a few words came to my mind so that we can develop some passion for dhikr. So don't think it's wasting time doing dhikr of Allah. Even if 10 miles away you hear is dhikr, run to that place to do dhikr of Allah. There's no greater action than this, I tell you. And be grateful that Allah Ta'ala on this earth that you've given us majalis, gatherings, we couldn't imagine that we sit and do dhikr and remember you. So my brothers, for a short while, let's do dhikr of Allah inshallah and learn qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart, the dhikr of the heart. Shaitan, nafs, they will never let us progress, make you ashamed, lazy. No, not yet. Not necessary. Don't listen to them at all. And remember this point as well. In any silsila, any order, silsila, doesn't make any difference which silsila you're attached to. Where you attain a good thing, grab it from that person. Your silsila will not break. Yes, if you're let's say for example you're connected to Chishti silsila or Qadri, all silsila, salasila, absolutely great. But Naqshbandi silsila, this dhikr-e-qalbi, you can only learn from the Naqshbandi teacher. If you're attaining it, then take that gift from that sheikh. Yes, and keep it, the taluk, the connection you've already got. But if you get a new gift, you're going to live here, in this land. You got the majlis, the name of Allah, dhikr-e-qalbi, say Hazrat, I'm already connected with Chishti silsila, but you give me this gift of Naqshbandi silsila, inshallah, the Naqshbandi teachers, their hearts are big. They will definitely teach you qalbi dhikr. Yes, it's not necessary to take bayah if you don't want to. It's your choice. If you don't want to keep that connection of Islam, rectification, don't do it. But at least learn dhikr, alhamdulillah. What loss is there in learning dhikr? Though, even if it's a big shaykh, he'll be happy. He'll say, subhanallah, that somebody is serving my murid, then the shaykh is happy. He's happy that look here, my murid, he's getting success here. That Allah Ta'ala has prepared that even there he's getting dhikr of Allah. And the shaykh is dua for him that you're protecting my murid, may Allah Ta'ala elevate your status. Subhanallah. So anyway, dunya is not a narrow place. Make your heart big and learn deen and take the benefit where you get the benefit from. Anyway, alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala accept our majlis, our gathering. Recite the Rusi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى آل محمد اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.